35 years ago, a teenager disappeared from Prince Rupert. Robert William Johnston was never seen again. But today, his family finally has some answers. And it's thanks to a lab that investigates foreign war crimes. Our reporter Betsy Trumpener has been following the story, and she joins us with the latest this morning. Hi, Betsy.
Good morning, Carolina.
What a fascinating story. Let's start with this Prince Rupert teen who's been missing for so long. What can you tell us about him?
His name is Robert William Johnston. His family and friends called him Bob. And as you mentioned, he was just 19 when he disappeared from Prince Rupert. That was back in 1981. Now, his family reported him missing. Officials tell us that there were extensive searches done in and around Prince Rupert. And despite this, Bob was never seen again. So imagine, Carolina, for 35 years, his family waits and wonders, over time, coming to believe the worst.
And were there any clues about what may have happened to this individual?
Well, not for a very long time, but 14 years after Bob disappeared, hikers on Mount Hayes near Prince Rupert did come upon some human remains. That was on the south side of the mountain back in 1995. They were skeletal remains, just bones. The coroner came in to investigate. Some people at the time believed maybe this is Bob, but technology back in the 90s could only ascertain the remains belonged to a man, a young man. So there was no certainty about who this was. Now, in 2000, DNA technology did get more advanced. The remains were tested again. And once again in 2002, they were tested. Johnson's parents both submitted their DNA, hoping for some firm answers. But Carolina, there were no conclusive answers at all.
Okay, so now we're in 2016. How did investigators finally get a break in this case?
Well, I spoke to the folks at the IDENT unit of the BC Coroner's Service, and just recently they decided to take a closer look at 24 of their most difficult unsolved cases, and they made a bold move. They decided to send the cases where they couldn't identify people's remains off to a foreign lab that had very specialized technology and the most advanced techniques.
Betsy, where is this foreign lab?
Well, fascinatingly enough, this is in Bosnia, and it's called the International Commission on Missing Persons Lab, a lab that developed these techniques and technologies and protocols in the context of combat and trying to identify people after war crimes, people from mass graves, people who'd been through atrocities. They were determined to put names to the war dead and people in unmarked graves and to let loved ones know what happened to their missing loved ones.
Very interesting. How is this Bosnian lab's work different from what we have right here in Canada?
Well, as I spoke to Laura Clegg from the BC Coroner's Office here, she described it as, sadly, this lab having extensive experience with identifying more than 10,000 human remains. So they've developed a special process for what are considered degraded or remains that are difficult to identify. Apparently, because of exposure to water, weather, or just because so much time has passed, it becomes more and more difficult to extract any DNA from bones or skeletal remains. Water, weather, age, they all break down the things in the bones which protect DNA. So that muddies this attempt to identify who this is. It makes it harder to get any DNA out of the bone. And of course, in this case, the human remains found at Mount Hayes so long ago, exposed to water and weather, so much time has passed. But this lab did get an ID. Bob, Robert William Johnston, aged 19.
Incredible. So 35 years later, how are Bob's loved ones responding to the news?
Well, Bob's father has since passed away, but his mother, his brother, his sisters, nephews and nieces are all mourning. They've asked for privacy as they do that, but they did publish an obituary just recently, a sense of closure. And in the obituary, they write, "After 35 long years waiting for Bob to come home, we've learned he's been home all along."
Really touching. Betsy, do you know how Bob died?
That is an answer we still don't have. The DNA match identifies him. It doesn't say anything about how or why he died. That's something the Prince Rupert RCMP are still investigating with their missing persons file, now 35 years old.
That begs the question, how important is solving a missing persons case 35 years on?
I put that question to Laurel Clegg of the BC Coroner's Unit. Her job is to identify the dead.
Telling someone who's lost a loved one, been missing for 1 year, 10 years, 35 years, it doesn't really matter to them. It's quite shocking, actually, just how poignant and how hard it is for that family, regardless of the time since they went missing, to be able to tell them and give them that answer and close the case and be able to give them that a bit of peace.
And we certainly heard that bit of peace in the obituary that the family just filed. That's Laurel Clegg with the BC Coroner's Unit speaking about the identification after 35 years of missing Prince Rupert teen Bob Johnston. Betsy, thanks so much for joining us with this fascinating story.
Thanks so much, Carolina.
Betsy Trumpener, our Northern reporter, and we will continue to follow this story here on Daybreak North.